Hello, this is Bree, and welcome to Hearts and Stripes, your one-stop shop for all things military marriage. I hope our discussion and interviews equip you with the tools to start or grow a beautiful marriage as we address the benefits and challenges of male marriage. I believe life's most precious moments are worth celebrating, so we'll share tips to make you the host with the most and the life of the party. Thank you for joining us, and remember to subscribe and review. Let's do this. Bonus episode. So I hope I am catching you guys off guard. I like to keep you on your toes. With this one, I am excited to share just a couple of clips from our live recording at Pints with a Purpose. You'll hear all about it, different perspectives coming from our military and active duty members, all about military marriage. So the first one up is Alyssa. Let's jump to that. So I am sitting here with Alyssa. She is heading the race this year. Also is on leadership for Bartsdale Spouses Club. So Alyssa, share a little bit about Pints with a Purpose and the Shamrock Shuffle 5K. Yeah.
Today we are here at Red River Brewing Company in Shreveport to host our fifth annual Pints with a Purpose and celebrate our upcoming Shamrock Shuffle 5K and additional 10K this year. We also have a kids fun run that's about a half a mile for those littles that still want to get out there and have a good time with their parents.
Yeah.
The Shamrock Shuffle this year is on March 7th, and it's an afternoon race starting with the kids fun run at 3:45 p.m. and the 5K and 10K at 4 p.m. and it's at Maryland's Place in Shreveport. We're going to have a huge after party. There's going to be kids activities.
Yeah.
Lots of vendors, yummy food, some good beer.
It's always a party. And I think that's what I really liked about switching the race over to doing it in the evening. Mm-hmm. It turns into a party. It has an awesome kids area,
exactly.
A lot of community support. So it's always a fun time. So here at Pints with a Purpose, we have some awesome vendors. Can you tell us what's special about the vendors that are out here?
All of the vendors here today are donating their time to help support the Shamrock Shuffle, and they did give us a small monetary donation in order to be here to support us, and that donation goes towards supporting our scholarship fund and other charities that the Bartsdale Spouses Club supports.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Bartsdale Spouses Club does a lot for the community. The primary focus for the 5K, now 10K, stepping it up for those runners out there, is to go towards scholarship and for other community involvement and activities and outreach that the club does. And if you did not know, the charitable arm of Bartsdale Spouses Club is a 501c3. So if you are a business and you are interested in supporting, you have some additional funds that you maybe want to put towards a worthy cause, this is one that I absolutely encourage you to sign up for, and you still have time to be a donor. So we're looking for donors. Sign up. Alyssa, where could they go to get some information or sign up to be a donor?
They can go to BartsdaleSpousesClub.com for more information about becoming a donor, or you can send us an email at shamrockshuffle.bsc@gmail.com, and we'll send you our packet for donors.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah,
we are live at Red River Brewing, Pints with a Purpose. This is Hearts and Stripes. All right. So next up, we have some perspective as some of our spouses jump into our hot seat and answer the questions that we had on site. They answered it on the spot. I think they did a really good job. What you think? Hello, Jessica. So what I have is I have some question cards.
Okay.
You can pick one or two, and all you have to do is just answer the question. They all relate to military marriage.
Okay.
See?
Go with this one. Okay. So the question is, what do you love the most about your military marriage?
Yes.
So I come from a small town, and I don't think that we knew what military life was in a small town.
Yeah.
So I had to grow to love being a military spouse, being married almost 15 years now.
All right.
The thing that I love the most is the challenges that I face that none of my friends face. I feel like it has given me the ability to be me more than they any other spouse situation. And I love that. I'm independent, but at the same sense, when my husband walks through that door, I know how to be his wife. I know how to support him in ways that I don't think I could have ever known, not being a military spouse.
That is awesome. That is a fantastic realization, and it really takes some introspection, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of times people think like, oh, things happen to military spouses, but I love how you said like you are more yourself because you act independently, you trust in like what you're good at, and you know your strengths, your weaknesses, and you can really just flourish in your marriage and individually. So that's awesome. Thank you. Do you want to do another?
Let's do another. What is your favorite military marriage moment? So I think my favorite military marriage moment has been when I graduated college.
Oh.
My husband was an honor guard.
Okay.
And our little class, so we have a big, we had a big, obviously, graduation with caps and gowns, but our little class itself had a small, little intimate ceremony.
Yeah.
And my husband got the honor guard to come out and do the sword ceremony.
Oh.
Which doesn't happen unless you're a military spouse.
Exactly.
So I will always remember that. It may have been 10 years ago now, but that is the best memory.
The best moment. I absolutely love it. That was great.
So,
well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alrighty. All right, Lindley, I have some questions for you. Pick a question, any question. You answer one. They're all about military marriage. What you got?
What is your favorite mill marriage moment?
I'll find a place to.
Right?
Mill yeah.
Marriage? Mm-hmm. My favorite mill marriage.
Yeah.
Within my marriage?
In your marriage.
Oh, wow. That's tough. I have a lot of good ones.
Right, you have a lot of good ones.
We've been together a while. Maybe how we met.
You got it. Okay, how you met.
So we met after 9/11. I was in the Air National Guard. I was in the Army National Guard. And 9/11 happened, and our units got hooked up together in South Louisiana.
Wow.
And first day there, I was in training, and this guy walks out of a door, and that was it. I was head over heels in love.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah, I made it my mission to make him mine, and I did.
And so it worked.
It did.
Look at that.
So that's we're on 18 years together.
18 years. And you did mill to mill for how long?
So I got out of the Army National Guard shortly after we had our daughter, so we were maybe a year and a half, 2 years, and then when he commissioned, I decided to get out.
No, that's good, because I know upcoming episodes, I want to talk more about that mill to mill, because that's, it, to me, one of the toughest, like, military marriage situations.
I would 100% agree.
Okay.
I can't imagine doing both jobs, and I have nothing but the utmost respect for couples that can do that and make it work, and that's just, that's
right.
A lot.
Right.
So, awesome.
Well, thank you for playing along.
You're welcome.
All right. So I have a new person in the hot seat. Just give us your name and let us know what your question is.
I am Melissa Daniel, and my question is, what's your biggest # military marriage challenge? And I would have to say that it is the moving around, making new friends, but and also like continuing your work. Luckily, what I have found recently is that there's a lot of resources to meet people, and I think everyone else is in the exact same position, so they know how you feel. But I would say that's the hardest part that we've done so far.
No, I agree with you. It's like you have to hit the restart button every time you move, and it does affect your marriage and your relationship, because it's like with them, they'll go to work or their squadrons or in their duty locations, and they'll easily create friendships and stuff there just from that camaraderie. But every time you move, you're really like starting over. So.
That's true, but it works out and you get to see new things, so it's good.
I know, it's a fun adventure. I think we all secretly enjoy that thrill of kind of experiencing new things. So thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
You guys have no idea how hard it was to get our active duty member to sit down and speak with us. But I did have one brave one who came up and he was like, I got this. I'm going to answer the question. I'll just pick one. Wing it. And he actually did a fantastic job. Let's listen to what he had to share. So I have a brave gentleman in the hot seat right now. He's going to pick a card. He's going to answer a question. Easy, easy. Any question you like.
I think I can work it
okay,
out.
Okay, here we go. What's your question? Right, read
so
out.
What advice can you give on strengthening your hashtag mill marriage? So I would say the biggest thing is showing your spouse and your kids and your family that you appreciate their sacrifice, recognizing what they give up. But at the same time, the best thing you can do for your family is manage expectations.
Yes.
I think that's one of the most difficult things to do, because there's a lot of times in the military, you can't tell your spouse or your loved ones everything, all mm-hmm. the details that will really help help them understand. But at least setting those expectations, like, hey, I'm going to be working late for the next 2 weeks, and that's the best I can do.
Yeah.
And just at least putting that kind of message out there and just recognizing what you can do at home also to help make life easier.
No, that is awesome advice, and it's really great to have it from the active duty member's perspective. Just because oftentimes, as a spouse, we can only see things from our perspective sometimes. So it's really helpful to open that door for communication and just ask, like, hey, how can I do my role better and support you in what you're doing? So thanks. Thanks for being in the hot seat. Okay, last up, but certainly not least, I had the opportunity to interview my fellow nominee for Barksdale Military Spouse of the Year. We were both nominated for the base level, which was super amazing. I love Jill and everything that she stands for. We've worked together on several different things, and it is truly an honor to, one, have received the nomination, but also to be nominated with her. So listen in on her platform as I talk a little bit about mine as we wrap up this Heart to Heart. Hey everyone, we are here live. We are at Pints with a Purpose. It is all in support of Shamrock Shuffle 5K. This is put on by Barksdale Spouses Club, and we are Barksdale's Military Spouse of the Year nominees. I'm super excited to be nominated with you. As soon as the candidates came out, I was like, yes, Jill. So I'm super excited about that. So we're just gonna go in. If you don't know, I'm Bree Carroll. I am excited to be a nominee for Military Spouse of the Year. My platform is all about strengthening military marriages. I'm here set up at Pints with a Purpose for the Hearts and Stripes podcast. So I'm doing a live for that. And also I'm recording at the same time, because clips and things that we've had from different interviews here will go on the podcast. I'm super excited because I get to get a little feedback from Jill. You'll get to hear all about her platform. So without further ado, Jill, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your platform and how everyone can support.
This is my first live, so hello. But my name is Jill Eves, and I am a military veteran, military spouse, mother of two, one Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so my platform is military spouse inclusion, military spouse education. So I believe the more that we can get our spouses to utilize their education, the more we can improve each community that we're stationed at. Because no matter where we go, this is, like I said, this is my seventh assignment, so
yeah,
been around quite a bit. But every place that we go, it becomes our home.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so,
right.
No matter, you know, I'm from Illinois, but we live in Louisiana now.
Right.
Now this is my home.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you want to improve your community, improve your home where your family lives?
I agree.
So that's kind of my platform, my stance. And I work currently at the university here in town, and I run a veterans center.
Exactly.
And
that's what I was going to say. Jill doesn't just talk about it. She lives it. She does it. I was at the grand opening last year. I was like, it's been a year already. The grand opening of the Veterans Center at LSUS. And it's awesome because you got plugged in. Like she said, she's not from here. I'm from New Jersey, so I get it.
Yeah.
I love plugging into the community, and I really think it makes a difference as military spouses when we can get plugged in, one, and then you can seek out Jill to get some awesome resources at LSUS and finding ways to equip yourself with education. So I think it's a fantastic platform. It's much needed. I'm super excited that you get to be a voice for that. And we're going to hop into the little Hearts and Stripes questionnaire. So, Jill, if you would pick one of the cards here. All of the cards have to do with mill marriage. So, what you got?
Ooh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you give on strengthening your mill marriage? Everyone communicates differently.
Yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things is finding your language. And if anybody hasn't read, I highly recommend.
Yeah, talk about
the
it.
The Five Love Languages.
I love it.
We even have a military edition.
Yes, yes.
Because it is so important. And communication. First of all, communication is so important.
Yeah.
If you do not have good communication, you'll have a very rocky, tumultuous relationship. Because we all know we say something, it may come in
right.
that ear and come out a different way. So finding that communication and building upon it, I think, is one of the biggest advice.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I love that they came out with that military edition of Five Love Languages. It's actually what my husband and I use during our marriage counseling, following those principles. It was integrated in to our premarital counseling, and it's just been such an eye-opener because it's so true. It's like if you keep doing maybe acts of service,
mm-hmm.
and you keep doing that, and you're like, I'm telling him that I love, and that's not his love language.
Exactly.
You are speaking French to someone who doesn't know French. So I love that realization and just understanding that it takes a little work to figure out how each other communicate. And I mean, that's a practice you can take even with like other spouses. When you're going out, you're in a new place, you need to connect with people. You don't know how other people are received or how they communicate one to another. So go ahead.
And the whole thing of be kind to others, it includes your spouse. You know, being kind and considerate to your spouse is just as important as being kind and considerate to other people, because that's your family unit, and your family unit should come first, and you should be the kindest and the most considerate of your family unit.
Right. So absolutely. Well, thank you, Jill.
Thank you for tuning in. Remember to rate, subscribe, and review. This is Hearts and Stripes. We are the few and the proud that aim high and are forged by love. Born ready. We are Mill Marriage Strong.